Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Today, we're diving into a great research article that tackles some of the most common questions and misconceptions surrounding protein supplementation. I'm really excited to dig into this topic because protein consumption is really important for overall health and well-being. It's one of those macronutrients that most people don't get enough of in their diet, and so supplementation is something people resort to. The article we're discussing today is titled Common Questions and Misconceptions About Protein Supplementation. What does the scientific evidence really show? And it's by Jose Antonio and colleagues, published in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. This comprehensive review addresses 11 key topics related to protein intake, ranging from its effects on kidney health and body composition to the optimal timing and dosage of protein consumption. So we're not going to go over all of these. I'm just going to hit some of the top ones that I found interesting and thought that you would find helpful. And I will put a link to the article in the show notes if you want to go dig in further. Let's start with one of the most persistent myths about protein, the idea that high protein intake can harm your kidneys. The authors point out that there's simply no evidence to support this claim in healthy individuals. In fact, studies have shown that even protein intakes as high as 3.3 grams per kilogram of body weight per day have no adverse effects on kidney function in resistance-trained men. That's a lot of protein. You would definitely be getting the meat sweat. So unless you have a pre-existing kidney condition, there is no need to worry about your protein intake damaging your kidneys. Another common concern is that consuming excess protein will lead to increased body fat. However, the research tells a little different story. In exercise-trained men and women, high protein diets have either a neutral effect or may actually promote fat loss. It's worth noting that increases in fat mass are more likely the result of consuming too many calories from carbs and fats rather than protein itself. It's really hard to overeat protein. Now, if you're eating high amounts of protein with high amounts of fats, like I'm suggesting here, that could be a problem. But just lean cuts of protein, it's really hard to overconsume. Now, let's talk about some practical considerations for optimizing your protein intake. One question that often comes up is whether vegans and vegetarians can consume enough protein to support their training goals. The good news is that with proper planning, it's absolutely possible. The key is to ensure you're getting a variety of plant-based protein sources to provide all the essential amino acids you need. That's the key thing, essential amino acids. Aim for at least 20 to 40% more plant protein than you would if you were consuming animal-based sources to account for differences in digestibility and amino acid profiles. Another hot topic is the idea of nutrient timing, specifically the notion that you need to consume protein within an hour after you work out to maximize muscle growth. This is like bro science. Get out your protein shaker bottle and slam it right when you're done. While post-exercise protein intake can certainly be beneficial, the evidence suggests that total daily protein intake is more important than the specific timing of consumption. Basically, as long as you're hitting your daily protein targets and spreading your intake out throughout the day, you'll be well positioned to support muscle growth and recovery. So how much protein should you be aiming for? The article suggests that a daily intake of 1.6 to 2.2 grams per kilogram of body weight is optimal for most exercising individuals. This is quite a bit higher than the standard recommended daily allowance of 0.8 grams per kilogram, which is based on the minimum amount needed to prevent deficiency in sedentary people. Minimum amount. If you're looking to build muscle, lose fat, or improve athletic performance, bumping your protein up is really critical. Getting into this higher range is going to be very beneficial for you. So don't go with the minimum amount. Finally, let's address the question of protein supplementation. While it's certainly possible to meet your protein needs through whole food sources alone, supplements like whey protein powder can be a convenient and effective way to boost your intake, especially if you struggle to get enough protein in through your regular diet. This article emphasizes that there's no inherent difference between protein from whole foods or supplements. What matters most is the quality and the quantity of protein you are consuming. Personally, I like to use collagen to get about 20 to 30 grams a day. And sometimes I consume a whey protein shake. That way I'm just not always having to eat chicken or beef or whatever. So there you have it. There's some common questions and misconceptions. There's 11 of these in the article, so you can go read them all if you want. But here's a recap of the key takeaways. Number one, high protein intake is not harmful to the kidneys in healthy individuals. Two, consuming excess protein does not inherently lead to increased body fat. Three, vegans and vegetarians can meet their protein needs with proper planning. Four, total daily protein intake is more important than specific timing of consumption. You don't have to just cram it in after you work out. Number five, aim for 1.6 to 2.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight for optimal results. And protein supplements can be convenient and an effective way to boost your intake. If you found this episode useful, you're going to love my newsletter adaptation. It's a free newsletter. I send it out on Friday, and you're going to get practical information and resources you can apply to your life today. A lot of it's stuff I'm experimenting with, research articles I'm reading. I distill it down so you can read it in 5 minutes. The link is in the show notes for that. Thanks again for joining me. And until next time, stay curious, stay consistent, and keep chasing excellence.